Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I just want to say, Bill O'Reilly is so brilliant, and he's so original and unique. I heard him say something the other day. Can you believe, listen to this. I wrote it down, in fact. We must win the war on terrorism. And I just went, God, I got to write that down. And I pulled over. And then he said another thing here. Give peace a chance in the Middle East. And I think, why didn't I think of that? So I scribbled that down in my little notebook. He's really, really terrific. And he also, you know what he calls his show? The No Spin Zone. And that's kind of a neat thing, isn't it? The No Spin Zone. No one knows what it means, but it's cool the way it sounds. Like the Spin Doctors. Remember that band, the Spin Doctors? Nobody knows where those guys are today either, but Craig probably knows where the Spin Doctors are. Where are they? They're living at Craig's house. I wanted to mention one other thing here on the Phil Hendry Show. I am very upset that we just don't have more news about Rosie O'Donnell's life. What is going on? They won't report anything about her other than the fact that she came out of the closet and her companion's reportedly pregnant and Rosie's doing the gun thing, Kmart, and that. Other than that, there's nothing. I just wish that every day I could open up the newspaper and there's another Rosie O'Donnell story. Oh, you mean there are? Oh, okay. Here's one. Rosie O'Donnell's companion reportedly is pregnant. Then tomorrow, wait a minute, Rosie O'Donnell's companion maybe isn't pregnant. Then the next day, Rosie O'Donnell wants to do a good thing for gay adoption. Then the next day, remember, Rosie's gay. Okay. Then the next day, Rosie O'Donnell's companion is also gay. Did we mention that? Then the next day, Rosie's gay too and put her together with the other gay woman. And how do you have two gay women and make a baby? Then the next day, here's how you make a baby. You have her artificially inseminated. Then the next day, every day there's a story about Rosie O'Donnell. I cannot believe, and I'm not, it's fine, she's famous, but is she that famous? Do people really need to know that much about this woman's life? I liked her show. I like her stand-up comedy. I really don't care anymore whether she gets pregnant, her companion. And how come these women don't? Why don't you get pregnant, Rosie? Why doesn't Melissa Etheridge get pregnant? Why doesn't Ellen DeGeneres get pregnant? Good questions, aren't they? Is it because it starts with a B and ends with an H and that stands for Butch? I don't know. I said Butch. Weeks after going public about her homosexuality to support child adoption by gay couples, Rosie O'Donnell came out today and reminded everyone that she still is a homosexual, lest they forget, since she isn't on TV every day. Us Magazine reported in its upcoming edition that O'Donnell's companion of 4 years, Kelly Carpenter, is several weeks pregnant, though there was no word on who the father might be. Syndicated TV show Access Hollywood asked the question, "How can two girls make a baby?" And that will be on later tonight at 11 with their big rerun. The latest issue of Us, which hits newsstands on Friday, said O'Donnell, 40, and Carpenter, 34, recently visited a New York gynecologist's office and asked how two women could make a baby. The doctor... The doctor slammed his hand against his forehead and said, "I gotta go get some lunch," and left the two women bemused in the waiting room. The former stand-up comic and actress plans to... An actress? Oh, yeah, that's right. Sleepless in Seattle. She's very good in that movie, wasn't she? Did you see Sleepless in Seattle? It was a cool flick. It was about... It was basically about a guy whose son... Basically, the guy's wife dies from cancer. Okay? Then his kid is listening to a radio talk show one night and hears this doctor talking about, I guess it's kind of, I don't know, it's like a Dr. Laura, right? So the kid calls the talk show and says, my dad's lonely, my mom died. And this Meg Ryan character is way over on the other side of the country in Baltimore, is it? And she hears this and she starts to fall in love with this little boy and whoever this man might be that the little boy's talking about. And somehow they get together. I don't know how this happens. And they fall in love at the end of the movie. Meg Ryan's in that movie, ain't she? How is it that I was able to finish it? How is it that I know what was in that movie? Okay. God, I feel really bad. I don't mind telling you guys. I had lunch over here at the chicken joint up the street. I feel like I could just puke all over this console right now. That's the last time I have fast food ever again as long as I live. ever again as long as I live. I am sick as a dog right now from that chicken place, and I ain't going to say the brand name because then more problems occur. More problems that'll make me want to sit on a toilet for an hour. Oh, man. It all just came on to me after we got the lunch up there, and I ain't kidding you, man. During the last news break, I was making, you know, just quick Jesse Owens, Carl Lewis sprints between here and the bathroom. Yuck. The former stand-up comic and actress plans to end her six-year stint as the host of the Rosie O'Donnell Show next month in order to spend more time with her three adopted children, two boys and a girl, Parker 6, Chelsea 4, Blake 2. Which one is the boy and which one's the girls? Try and guess with those names. Parker 6, Chelsea 4, Blake 2. You got it. The boy's name is Chelsea. O'Donnell publicly revealed she is gay last month during a nationally televised interview with Diane Sawyer. O'Donnell also publicly revealed she was gay using a bullhorn on a ferry between Staten Island and Manhattan earlier this month. O'Donnell also publicly revealed she was gay standing up in a restaurant on top of the table screaming at the top of her lungs in Chicago 2 weeks ago. O'Donnell also publicly revealed... O'Donnell said then she was moved to openly discuss her sexuality and motherhood after reading about the case of a gay couple suing the state of Florida to overturn its ban on gay adoption. I don't think America knows that what a gay parent looks like, O'Donnell told Sawyer. I am the gay parent. Thousands of gay people are now considering going straight following the broadcast of that show. O'Donnell's recent memoir, Find Me, has become a bestseller, as are most books about current contemporary popular TV personalities. Isn't it true? O'Donnell's book is now a bestseller. Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're on TV and you write a book, it's a bestseller. Guaranteed. Why, the No Spin Zone book, I think, was a bestseller, wasn't it? I ran right out and bought that one and read such pearls of wisdom as President Bush is doing the right thing in Afghanistan. A real genius, that guy is. Everybody who writes a book who's on TV, ain't it a bestseller? The only guy that wrote a book who was on TV that was not a bestseller was the guy who is the host on that show, Bill Maher. Okay, I'm kidding. I don't know. Did he write a book? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I haven't had a chance to tell you guys today about the beautiful Tens of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. The beautiful royal blue and black bowling shirt is right for every occasion. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals, executions. Just wear your Tens of Beverly Hills shirt proudly. Show them you care. Don't let the terrorists win. Send away for your Tens of Beverly Hills bowling shirt by going to the Phil Henry Show website. That's philhenryshow.com. Log on, click on, click over, over and out. Do whatever the hell you got to do. Get over to the thing, order the shirt, and shut up. That's right. The philhenryshow.com website has the Tens of Beverly Hills bowling shirt and our best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2001. Bring it. We've got all the sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large, so that big, fat slob in your family can have his very own Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And the shirts, what's the price?
$80.
Plus $8 shipping and handling. So send it on in, babe. Go to philhenryshow.com and get that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt today. Here's a letter in USA Today. Listen to this. As an American citizen, I'm appalled and ashamed that some of my fellow Americans would boo the Canadian national anthem. Those who participated in the booing at the basketball game in Detroit, I guess the Raptors and Pistons played the other night or day or whatever. Those who participated in the booing at the basketball game in Detroit disgraced and dishonored those of us who love the USA and respect our neighbors in Canada. I hope our Canadian friends will understand that the behavior displayed at the NBA game does not represent all of us in the USA. I cannot speak for all Americans, but I sincerely apologize for what happened in Detroit. I was crushed, and now listen to how it gets even more. Like, I was crushed and hurt by the news of the unfortunate military disaster in Afghanistan that took the lives of four Canadian soldiers and seriously injured many others. We Americans appreciate Canada's stand and participation with the United States in the defense of freedom and opposition to terrorism. God bless you. Canada's a great country, and Canadians are a great people. Morgan Hayes, Nashville, North Carolina. Just what is your ulterior motive here, Mr. Hayes? I've never heard anybody wax eloquent about Canada from North Carolina before in my life. I guess the guy makes sense. I never really thought about it. Every time I hear the Canadian national anthem, I boo. If it hurts you, I'll stop doing it. Jesus. It's what I do. I mean, I have myself a couple of tall boys, and oh, Canada. I'm like, boo! What an ass anthem! Boo! Well, this guy's all bummed out about it. Okay, I'll stop. Every time I go to a Kings game, and they're playing Toronto, you know, Vancouver, oh, Canada, boo! Boo! But now here's a guy down in the front row, and he's crushed and hurt. He's just crushed. If it helps you at all, Mr. Hayes, the friendly fire that tragically took the lives of those Canadian soldiers, we can't shoot, we kill our own guys with that stuff. The Gulf War, the most American deaths were caused by our own guys, not knowing whether we were shooting at the moon, at the broadside of a barn. We don't know what we were shooting at. I guess it's okay for Canadians if we kill our own guys, kill four of their guys. Well, look it. If we'd had the Canadian shooting over there, there would have been more of you killed. So just, that's why we didn't give you guys any guns. We do all the shooting. We only kill four of you guys. We give you guns. You're going to kill the whole freaking Canadian army. Of course, I'm kidding. And I don't mean that. My father was a member of the Canadian military. You think I'm kidding, and I'm not. My father was a member of the Irish Regiment of the Canadian Army. He saw action in North Africa and Italy. He was attached to the British Third Army, or whatever, which one was in North Africa. And they went across North Africa, kicked Rommel's ass, then they went into Sicily and up the boot at Italy. The Canadians did. And they were there at Monte Cassino, they were there at Anzio, and they were there at D-Day. The Canucks. Yes, they're boring. Yes, they're strange. Yes, their anthem blows. But they're good, good people. I come from Canadian stock, and they kick ass when they get involved in a war. How do I know? Read your freaking history book. But they got to watch their backs when they're out with they're with the Yanks, because we're liable to shoot them in the back. So you just have to... I got a picture of my old man in the Canadian Army wearing a kilt and a hat, you know, with a little beret with a kilt, and he's marching down the thing, and they got a bagpipe player in front. And I said, did you guys actually go into battle with a bagpipe? He goes, yeah. I said, why? He says, because he's an obvious target. He's the first guy to get shot. So we could just, okay, there they are. The bagpipe guy goes down, and you know where to dive for cover. Anyway. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here is Joel. Hello, Joel.
Joe, hey.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. I was just see if you could clarify about Rosie, man. Was she Rosie a gay guy or a gay girl, man? Because every time I've seen the show, all Rosie could talk about is like Tom Cruise, man, how they was gonna get married or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think she's a gay woman.
Well, isn't Tom Cruise a guy?
No, I don't think so. I was waiting for him to go, but I thought I'd just move on. Josh, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I like the bit you did earlier with the Tornado Dude.
With Tornado Dude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's what we should call him, Tornado Dude.
Call him Tornado Dude.
Yeah.
That was especially the whole ending part. But there's only one slight thing that I noticed. You started, because you have, I noticed two, I've listened, I don't know, for probably the last couple months. You have two guy voices. You have like the tough guy voice, and then you have like the
and they both sound the same?
No, they kind of sound different.
Okay.
But you slipped from one, like at the beginning you were like the tough guy voice, and then you went to like the kind of, I guess, redneck type guy voice.
Right.
Through it. I don't know.
It sucked?
No, it was awesome.
It's kind of weak though?
No, I thought it was pretty good, except for that one point.
Okay, thanks a lot. That was my agent David Katz calling in. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hank, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
How are
you? What's up?
How you doing, Hank?
Oh, yeah. You know, I know you picked the Cardinals kick booty in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
You ever notice how whenever the sports writers anoint the next sure thing, the next sure thing ain't?
Right.
There ain't never been a man who never couldn't been whooped in a team that couldn't been, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're playing on a pro football team, don't read the classified ads.
Ain't that the truth?
And you know, I heard you talking about the Canadians kicking Rommel's ass in the desert.
Right.
Well, I gotta say, you know, every war for 150 years and more has been won by whoever had the most steel. So, you know, frankly, if Rommel had the steel, my vote would go for Rommel.
Right.
Yeah,
the incredible thing about the Second World War is how long the Japs and the Germans hung on. You know, I mean, face it, man, they were holding on the whole world.
They were, dude.
And, you know, that was pretty heroic on their part. And if they had developed a nuclear weapon, who knows? We might be talking German now.
Yeah, and
might be better.
If my grandma had testicles, well, you know who she'd
be. She'd be your uncle.
You got it, brother. No, she'd be my grandpa. All right, well, thanks a lot. That was Jim Rome. Geez, that's nice of you to call in, Jim. That was Jim giving us a take on Nazis. 1-800-449-8686. Antonio, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
Yes, sir. How are you?
All right. I'm just calling to tell you, I've listened to your show about a month, and you've got to be one of the funniest guys in America. You're like a hidden treasure. I mean, forget about the Jerky Boys and everybody else. Listen to your show really brings me joy, and I tell you, the voices that you do, it's really amazing. I mean, like, where'd you get this from? Is it a hidden talent?
I used to do it in Miami. I was on in Miami. I was down in Miami for, like, 3 years.
You were?
Yeah, I was on WIOD locally.
Okay, so you must know...
I was down there with Neil Rogers.
Neil Rogers,
I was down
exactly.
there with Rick and Suds. I was down there with Randy Rhodes.
Okay.
I was with Jeff DeForest.
And you're out in California now?
I'm in Los Angeles right now, but I certainly... have fond memories of Miami.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Well, you're one of the greatest, and just keep it up. And
thank you.
Like I said, you lift my spirits every night, and I'm a loyal listener from now on.
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye. That's a very nice thing the guy said, huh? And, well, it's just very nice. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about how great I am, so if you have a take on that, certainly give us a call. Or any other things that you may want to discuss here for the next several hours, whether or not Rosie O'Donnell can legally make a baby with another woman. Not can a lesbian woman make a baby with another lesbian woman. Can Rosie O'Donnell legally be allowed to make a baby? That's what we're... See, I'm not so sure what the law says on that regard. I think Ellen, Ann, all of them, but Rosie, no. No more for you. You've got three adopted. What if Rosie and Paula Poundstone got together and made it? You know, now that's a team that I'd love to see sooner or later, preferably later, much later. Boy, it's like a sport now, man. I mean, who's well, I remember when Martina Navratilova hooked up with the blonde, but she wasn't famous. But now it's not so much. See, what's happening now is it isn't so much the really kind of cute lesbians. Now it's just full on the real broad tie wearing. Loafer-wearing lesbian dyke women are out there, and they're out there, and they're doing it, and they're doing it. Sisters are doing it for themselves, all right? So screw all of you guys. Speaking of you guys, I just got one thing to say, and I'm not going to hit this very hard. If you don't pay your child support, you're a bum. So pay up. And this whole men's rights thing, you know... Are you interested in this movement at all? This is kind of interesting to me. Yeah, this whole thing about men's rights organizations, you know, dad's rights, all that stuff. I don't get any of that. If we had any more rights, we'd be sticking at every knothole in a fence around here. There isn't a human being on earth with more rights than a man. So I tell you what, back off of your rights, start paying up your child support, go get me a beer, but don't bring me any chicken from that joint up the street. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I saw a great quote. It was on a billboard for the E! Channel, and it said, Ben Affleck said this, "That's my butt because it's a point of pride for me." In other words, when he does a nude shot, they don't have a stunt butt. That's his butt. And I thought, now that is something Bill O'Reilly would say. And that's a brilliant thing. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio is just going backwards. It's just going backwards. You know, you got me trying to do something a little different. Try to bring a little theater, a little humor, a little satire, a little commentary. Try to throw it all together and try to kind of come up with something new. And then there's everything else. You know what's hitting now, man? You know what they're putting on the air now? They're putting on Bill O'Reilly. They're putting on shows that they would have gone over great in about 1965, 1985, 1975. Doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter how. It's either it's Bob Grant or it's Bill O'Reilly. They're all doing the same show. Actually, Bob Grant in 1970 is infinitely more entertaining than anything happening on the radio right now of all of those news talk, political talk guys. At least Grant would get into a real good screaming match with some old lady in Brooklyn, and they'd be calling each other, threatening to put axes into each other's skulls. It was great. Now it's all just kind of that smarmy, smart-ass stuff. I don't like wise asses. I don't like smart asses. I don't like guys with their tongue firmly in their cheek. They remind me of me. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Let me tell you something. That chicken place down the place, down the Stitz, man, they're on my list now. Man. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, Phil, man.
Hi.
But, dude, what are you crapping all over Bill O'Reilly for? Jesus.
Oh, this is Vermont calling. Yeah, yeah. You guys are still kind of stuck up.
I don't like Bernie Sanders either, man. But
you don't like who?
I don't like Bernie Sanders either. But
never heard of him either.
Independent, another independent. I just... Boy, I watch Bill O'Reilly. I've listened to him.
So, in other words, we got a talk radio junkie here, right?
What's that?
You're a little talk radio junkie.
No, I never was until probably
about... Well, who's Bernie Sanders?
About 8 years ago, you know? Maybe I listened to it a little bit, and then I get away from it. But now, I mean...
And then you're back at it, you know, as soon as your mom forced you to move out of the basement. Now you're back listening to it again.
I listen to your show every night, man. It's cool. I was depressed in a way that it wasn't on. I listened to the hockey game instead. But, boy, Bill O'Reilly, what do you... He comes out with some stuff now and then.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Thank God there's an off button somewhere on this thing. It just took me a while because I couldn't see it through the pain. My eyes were just creasing together from that diarrhea experience an hour and a half ago, but I think I'm better now. Gus, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just had a question about Maria. But first, when I first started listening to your show, it was a couple years ago. You were talking about Bing Wineman or something.
Bing Wineman, he was my old producer.
Yeah, well, I was listening at the time. He said, "Well, Bing's leaving," and I just started listening to the show, and I was thinking, "Well, Bing leaves, who's going to do the voices?" And then I ran into a friend from San Diego, and we're talking about your show. And he says, "Well, Phil does the voices." And I go, "No, Phil's not like smart enough to do the voices, you know." And so that was about the time I was listening to your show. But you give good radio. And my question was about Maria. I haven't really heard you talk about how you met your wife and how you proposed to her and do the kids call you dad?
Well, let me give you an update on Bing Weiland. Let me give you an update on Bing Weiland. He's now pawning comic books. and some of his girlfriend's jewelry. No, what is Bing doing? He's got a, you want to find Bing Weiland? He has a website called comicbookresources.com. Comicbookresources.com. And you can find my old producer, Bing Weiland, who is very big in the comic book world. He's one of the judges at that comic book convention they have down in San Diego. And the way I met my wife, Maria, is I met her at the radio station I was working at in L.A. She was doing a weekend show and I was doing the evening show, and we saw, our eyes locked. Suddenly there was music playing. Suddenly there was no one else in the world, no one else in the room but her. She moved across the floor, asking if she could use the telephone and reaching over me as I stood there, my jaw dropping and, you know, breathing kind of, probably I was breathing a little Johnny Walker on her at the time. And that's how we met. And then I asked her out and she refused. And I asked her out again and she refused. I don't know how many times I asked her out and she finally said, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then she got pregnant, and then she said she'd marry me. So there you go. Here's Mick on the Phil Hendry Show. Mick?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm stoked about being on your show. Oh, my gosh. Listen, do you want to talk about Rosie O'Donnell anymore?
I don't care what you talk about. You can talk about anything you want.
Okay, cool. Well, my son had a pretty interesting take on Rosie O'Donnell after all this, you know, adoption and I'm gay and all that kind of stuff, screaming from tabletops in Chicago. And he asked
You're gay?
Me, beg pardon?
You're gay.
No.
All right.
No. Anyway, he asked me, he said, how come Nickelodeon still lets Rosie host the Kids Awards thing? And I said, why? I mean, is that weird because she's gay? And he said, no, it's just because she's over. Kids don't like her anymore. Doesn't anybody realize?
I didn't know that. That's interesting. I didn't even know when kids liked her, if ever. I've got four kids in my house, one of whom is 10, and she's never, ever had Rosie O'Donnell on in any capacity.
Well, you know, didn't she, like, I mean, she did, I don't know, the baseball game movie, and I think she was in Matilda or something. All the kids went,
yeah,
hey, well,
she did
whatever.
League of Their Own.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else. And she was good in those movies. I wouldn't call that movie a youth movie, necessarily. League of Their Own? I wouldn't call that. That was sort of a you know, crossed a lot of demographics, but wasn't exactly little kid stuff. What was she doing? She was hosting something on Nickelodeon?
It's the Kids Awards, like the Nick Awards or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. From house to house, things are different. How old is your, is this your son you're talking about?
Yeah, he's 14.
He's 14. My daughter's 10, and I have a 12-year-old boy. I think it's funny, because the only thing they watch, like my daughter watches Powderpuff Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Blue's Clues. Huge, they're huge, still huge Blue's Clues fans. I don't think they've ever watched the Kids' Choice Awards. I'll have to ask them why. You know?
Well, anyway, you do great radio.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, and now I don't have to listen to you on tape delay after crappy basketball games, thanks to XM. I know you're not making any extra money for it, but it's still cool.
How do you know I'm not making any extra money for it?
You said that one night.
How do you know that it's not worked into my contract some way?
I would hope it should be. You said you were not making any money. You were like, well, it's news to me, and I thought, well, that's pretty sad, but,
all right.
You know.
All right, man, thanks.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. That was Craig Kitchen. He's the CEO of Premier, and he just told me that I'm not making any money on the XM hookup, so that's great. Always great news, Craig. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. No, the kids at my house watch Powderpuff Girls. You know, it varies from, and Craig Taylor watches Powderpuff Girls, too, but for different reasons than my daughter does. No, she watches that Powderpuff Girls, and then they watch the Blue's Clues, and then they're totally into Simpsons, which, by the way, I read where Matt Groening is thinking of finally pulling a plug on that, and, you know, why not? If you're bored with it and you don't want to do it anymore, don't do it anymore, man. You're going to have 13 years of great television that we can keep going back and look at how much mileage, man, they got out of the Honeymooners, 13 lousy episodes or however many they made. If they can get that kind of mileage out of a 45-year-old television program or 46-year-old show, they can get years of mileage out of The Simpsons. So the kids are into The Simpsons. They also watch this Dragon Ball Z, this Japanation, how do you call it? Japanimation. Totally into Dragon Ball Z. They love all of those shows, and they even get the action figures, you know, the Dragon Ball Z action figures, just completely stoked on that. And I finally let our eldest son watch Akira, which is my private personal copy. You haven't seen Akira? Oh, it's absolutely awesome. You got to see that. So they're into that, and then, of course, they're into their freaking Xbox and all that other stuff. But Catherine, she watches, like, you know, Powderpuff Girls and some other crap. And it's total crap, but I find myself sitting there, and I get home from dinner, or I get home from work at night, and I'm sitting there watching the TV and eating the dinner, and I'm watching this crap with her. You know, I'm having my dinner, and, what's that man?
Well, he's the father.
Okay, and why am I watching this? Oh, Powerpuff Girls, not Powderpuff Girls. And then the other show she's into is that Rugrats, which is getting on my nerves. That Rugrats gets on my nerves. It's just a little too over-the-top cute. There's four television sets laying at the bottom of this hill behind my house, and I've thrown all four of them down there myself. And each time the TV was removed from the house and pitched over the side of the canyon, Rugrats was on. But my wife keeps buying new ones. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And the other news channels, I just saw, as a matter of fact, Greta Van Susteren tonight, her feature will be, Are There Holes in Our Borders? That's Greta Van Susteren tonight. Are there holes in our borders? That's the big question, because when she went over to Fox, it was in her contract she had to get stupid. It was part of the deal she signed. Get your eyes done and get dumb, because I'm telling you right now, baby, well, I don't know, you're paying me all that. I don't care. The eyes, and you got to be dumb. So get the Japanese eyes and get dumb, and let's go, baby. We're Fox. And we got Steve Ducey, the weather guy, doing big-time Osama bin Laden interviews, and then he goes over to the weather map, and he does his Bill Murray shtick. What's that all about? Anybody watch that Fox Morning News? You don't? Okay. So I'm wasting time talking about it? Well, that's fine. I think I still will. Fox, the news channel. They got Steve Ducey, the weather guy. 1 minute he's talking in front of a blue screen about how there's twisters tearing some dumbass up in Missouri or something. And then the next minute, he's, and I don't mean to say dumbass, forgive me, I shouldn't have said that. A twister should only tear his ass up, or maybe somebody already has. But anyway, 1 minute he's talking about the, and what kind of a name is Ducey anyway? If that's Jewish, I swear to God. Anyway. And then he's over there and he's interviewing some hard news cat, you know, like the Saudi Arabian ambassador. But what's the guy's moniker, right? He's doing the news, but what's his thing? Steve Ducey, the weather guy. It's like Bill Nye, the science guy, Steve Ducey, the weather guy. And here comes Paula Zahn, the news chick. Boy, is she wearing on my, man, thank God they got Fox, because now I'm totally with Fox, and I'm off of that. But whatever you guys were trying to do at CNN with her, man, you're blowing it. She sucks. That whole morning thing you guys are doing over there, and I understand that Aaron Brown's getting his ass kicked at night by, what's her name, Jap Eyes. So, it's great. Okay, here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Jim?
Hey. Hey, hi. How you doing, Phil?
Good.
All right. Hey, I just want to let you know, we're out here in New York working for Lockheed Martin, and we're doing upgrades on aircraft, and we listen to you all the time.
Terrific. Thank you.
And Dragon Ball Z fans all the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go Goku, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if Goku is the thing. Yeah, I guess Goku's where it's at for my kids. I don't know. They had me buy a bunch of stuff. They wanted me to get some action figures. Is Goku the dude with the big the yellow hair?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the big guy there when he turns it on, yeah.
I mean, all four of the kids are into Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll tell them the guys at the Lockheed plant in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah.
Are down with the Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll go, oh, that's really great. Can you pass the ribs? You know. Thanks,
yeah.
Jim.
Hey, one thing
oh,
about
there's
the
one
Rosie
more thing. Okay.
One thing about the Rosie O'Donnell thing there. My dad, after I got back in country, I guess my mom was subscribing to Red Book magazine. You know anything about that?
No. About your mom? Yeah. I heard about her doing that, and I wrote her a letter. I told her to stop. See? Okay. Thanks a lot. Tony, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Listen, I'm kind of concerned. You were just mentioning something that really struck home here. Something about hoes on the border?
Really?
Oh, I must have missed that. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Red Book article.
And we'll move along to Joe in Boynton Beach. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Good. Hey, listen, I do stand-up comedy and found out Rosie was the kind of gal she is years ago. A buddy of mine, Richie Minervini, lost to her on the Star Search show, and he says after that she started getting all the chicks. He was really upset about
really,
that.
Really, yeah, it's just ruined his week, huh?
Broke my heart. Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
How hard did you have to try to get that wife of yours to marry you?
It took a while. It took a while, yeah. It took all night.
All night.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Forrest, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Forrest.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, we love you in North Carolina, man.
Thanks very much.
Hey, I don't think talk's backwards. Kind of agree with that caller about your hidden comedy. You remember the old bit that Bill Cosby used to do about lights out and all that?
No.
Well, anyway, it was an old bit he used to do. I think you're taking it back there, and we appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I quit watching my favorite shows, Seinfeld and The Simpsons, which is in syndication, just to listen to you now.
The Simpsons is in syndication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I quit watching that just to listen to you, man. I love to get my friends to come over and just turn your show on, like, in the background.
But then that would mean people would start talking.
Yeah, they start listening to it, and I'm like, call him, man. Call him. Can you believe that's going on?
Right. All right, pal. Thanks a lot. So anyway, he's going to get all of his friends to sit around the radio at night. Look, at you know, I love you listening to my program, but I, as I've said before, it's abnormal to sit alone at home in your house listening to the radio at night. During the day, I'll go with that. But at night, turn on the TV. Turn on the TV, unless you're in your car. I know I'm probably saying things that a lot of my more, oh, I don't know, conservative program director friends would say, well, you can't do that, Phil. You can't cross-reference television. You have to make sure they stay with the radio. You have to maintain your quarter hour. Ah, baloney. 1-800-449-8686. Our 30-day archive, our Listen Live line, our audio archives, our webcast archive. Where can you go to get all the great material from the Phil Hendry Show without going to some of these other websites, going to some of these Napsters and the Morpheus with all that lousy quality, bad audio, half the bit, one quarter of the bit. They didn't tape it all. They didn't download all of it. They didn't send it off to their friends and finally get it over to the, you know, to the website of your choice, to your friend's listening post. Well, you can get it on the Phil Hendry Show website because all of our audio is top quality. It is complete. It goes back, in some instances, 7 or 8 years to different generations of the Phil Hendry Show. And on top of that, we have entire shows archived for the last 30 days. So if you are an individual who would like to listen to a particular hour that you missed, say, last week or a couple of weeks ago, you can go to our 30-day archive, look up the show, and find out. And we've got all of the shows archived not only by date, but they're also archived according to what each show contains. We have a log, a daily show log, that goes into the archives. So you can look up those show logs, see what was on, then go back to the date and listen to whatever bit it was that you wanted to hear. And it's all there on our website. So by all means, go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. Stacy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, I'm just calling to say that, you know, you've offended a lot of people in the past, but I haven't heard any blonde jokes. I'm blonde. I just think I need to be offended today, so why don't you put it to me?
Put what to you? Oh, you want to hear a joke.
I want to hear something about blondes, yeah.
Let's see.
You know, you're going on with the Jap eyes and the whatnot, and I just think you should, you
go
know,
all out, huh?
Yeah.
What, you like Japs?
Yeah, I do.
You do, huh? Hang up.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Of course, I was kidding about the Jap eyes, but that's Stacy with a pull up her ass in Denver, and she doesn't get it. Why? She's a chick. Check out our website and check out our wall of female listeners. There's about 7 of them. 1-800-449-8686. All of my Japanese-American friends get it, but my little dumb blonde there in Denver doesn't. It's the Phil Hendry Show.